The U.S. State Department has notified Congress that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will not certify that Egypt is making significant progress on human rights. On Tuesday, the State Department said the U.S. would put a hold on $130 million in military aid until the Egyptian government acts to improve its human rights record. However, nearly $170 million in military funds will be released to Cairo. The United States annually gives Egypt about $1.3 billion in military aid. However, Congress has passed a law requiring the government to withhold $300 million unless Egypt's human rights performance improves. Senate Relations Middle East Subcommittee Chairman Chris Murphy, Democrat from Connecticut, called the administration's move a big missed opportunity to stand up strongly and unequivocally for human rights. In July, Murphy told Congress that Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has jailed as many as 60,000 of his political opponents and warned it would damage the United States' reputation if it provided the aid to Egypt.
When the whole world watches America deliver this giant blank check each year to Egypt while Sisi engages in this repeated brazen violation of human rights, how do you tell Russia and China to stop their campaigns of political repression when we so openly endorse the grandiose scale of Sisi's?
The State Department's recent human rights report included a variety of Egyptian rights violations, including extrajudicial killings, forced disappearances, torture, arbitrary detention, politically motivated reprisal, and restrictions on free expression, the press, and the internet. 14 human rights groups described the aid decision as a terrible blow to the Biden administration's stated commitment to human rights and to the rule of law. They also said that by releasing $170 million in military aid, President Joe Biden's administration sidesteps the intent of Congress. Sarah Lee Whitson, executive director of Democracy for the Arab World Now, accused the administration of supporting autocratic regimes in the Arab world, including the Egyptian president.
There has been no serious reexamination of the claimed American interests that serve to justify our continued support for unelected, unaccountable, authoritarian, and apartheid governments in the region. Egypt is but one example, notwithstanding President Biden's promise to end the blank check for Egypt. Apparently, President Sisi is still our favorite dictator.
The rights groups called on Congress to pressure Biden to withhold future military aid and to state that the administration's decision threatens the human rights of Egyptians and weakens the U.S. position on rights issues. Biden promised that U.S. foreign policy under his presidency would be centered on the defense of democracy and the protection of human rights. During the campaign, Biden criticized President Donald Trump's close relations with autocrats such as Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, whom Trump called his favorite dictator. But since taking office, the Biden administration has avoided taking actions that might disrupt the bilateral relations. News media on Tuesday quoted unnamed State Department officials saying the Biden administration has significant concerns about Egypt's human rights record, but that Egypt remains a partner on trade, regional security, and counter-terrorism efforts. Mohammed El-Shenawi, VOA News, Washington.